Here in 2018, we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of Special Olympics. And to help us do that and talk more about their inclusion revolution, we've got Special Olympic athlete Novi Craven, and she's joined by another Olympian that we know from the figure skating world, Michelle Kwan. Ladies, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, we know, Michelle, is you're figure skating. That's your sport of choice. Novi, which Special Olympic sports do you enjoy participating in?
Basketball, volleyball, track and field.
And which is your favorite?
Basketball.
Ah.
But that's just to name a few, right?
Yeah, that's just to name
a few. Any of them probably are fun to participate. Anytime you get a chance to participate in a competition or get out and run, it's always a lot of fun. Michelle, why is the Special Olympics so important to you? How did you get involved with this?
I got involved with Special Olympics when I was a teenager, actually, volunteering at a local ice rink. And I just fell in love with all the athletes because they have such compassion and love for life. And I've been involved many years. Now I'm on the international board, and I consider them my family, like Novi.
Being involved in volunteering like that, did that teach you something about how to be a sportsman, the quality of sports, how to enjoy really the moment of what you're doing?
I have to say that every game that I watch as a spectator or play in the unified sports with Special Olympic athletes, I am just completely in awe and inspired. I sometimes leave with tears in my eyes because there's just such love and happiness to be participating. And I think that's what it's all about in sports, is like getting that opportunity to play. And that's why, you know, it's exciting to be celebrating our 50th anniversary. And in conjunction with that, we're launching this incredible campaign called Inclusion Revolution to End Discrimination, because, you know, we've made a lot of progress, but exclusion is real, and we want more people with intellectual disabilities to be able to participate.
How do you hope to get the campaign moving?
Word of mouth. You know, I encourage people to go to jointherevolution.org, make the pledge to end discrimination. That's a very easy thing to do. Just go onto this website. Use hashtag Inclusion Revolution on Instagram, Twitter. Use @SpecialOlympics and spread the word of inclusion, because, you know, the bottom line is that you add more inclusion, it changes everything for everyone.
And it's the perception, and it really just starts with the individual to understand. Maybe it's because of ignorance or misunderstanding.
Yep, perceptions. And that's why spreading the word, being on your amazing talk show, you know, Bruce and Craig, spread the word. I encourage you to make the pledge today, too.
Novi, let's talk with you a little bit about what did Special Olympics really mean to you, and how did you get involved doing this?
We're a community that cares about each other. We experience friendship and togetherness. We want to show the world what we're really like and what we can accomplish together when we're included. And I got involved. A family friend suggested I contact Special Olympics, and I contacted them, and they were like open arms. It was amazing. It's a life changer.
What did you discover about your abilities in these different sports? How have you progressed through the years?
When I first, volleyball, for instance, at first I couldn't get the ball over the net, but eventually I was able to get the ball over the net. Track is really, really, you know, you got to stay fit and healthy for track. Bocce is a good sport because a lot of people don't know a lot of bocce. Basketball, it's amazing because I grew up playing basketball, and, you know, you follow these WNBA, NBA stars, and, you know, they're always, you know, they write on Instagram, they'll follow you or anything, you know, and so you get to really interact with them sometimes, and I just cannot say enough about Special Olympics.
How have you done? What kind of awards or medals have you received through the different competitions?
I've gotten bronze, silver, and gold.
Novi, we kind of like LeBron James around here. What are your thoughts?
I think he should stay in Cleveland because, you know, they just got a new rookie, you know. The rookie wants to play with LeBron, and I think that if if LeBron stays in Cleveland, might get a good outcome because, you know, you never know what rookies can do, you know?
That's right. You can always see a potential, and that's what a lot of times people see in a lot of different people and athletes. They sort of see potential. How have people helped you? I suppose there's coaches and other people involved, so it's not just you. There's other. It's almost a team, as you say.
Mm-hmm. And we also have Unified Partners that are a big part of Special Olympics because they are, like, amazing because they encourage you to eat healthy. You know, they want you to make sure you're doing okay. And, well, like, outside of Special Olympics, we do I have a good Unified Partner named Chris Bentz. Chris and me have been Unified Partners for a long time, and I cannot say how encouraging he is. I mean, he's always looking out for me. I'm always looking out for him. He's an amazing guy.
We are talking today with Special Olympic athlete Novi Craven. She's joined by world champion figure skater, medal-winning Olympian Michelle Kwan. It's all about the 50th anniversary of Special Olympics. You've got the site jointherevolution.org. How can other people in different areas, because they're not only talking about sports, but I guess in education or health, be kind of understanding and sort of ending this discrimination? Any other words on that topic?
You got to talk about the youth, you know, the educators, the health, you know, employees. I'm currently employed at Safeway. At Georgetown, and when I first started at Safeway, they were okay with me, but now they really know what my disability is. So
basically, she's the best employee, right?
Exactly. But it's amazing because I've been there for a long time, and without Safeway, I really don't want to be sitting at home watching TV all day. My mother probably would not want me to do that either. But Safeway is. I like being around people, so I like working in Safeway. So,
well, it makes you a part of something, gives you somewhere to go, somewhere to be a part of, people to meet on a daily basis. Kind of in that sense, you're out in public too, so you also help maybe end some of that discrimination that other people might already have related to people with maybe intellectual disabilities.
Yeah, I do.
Michelle Kwan, Novi Craven, we appreciate your time this morning. Again, if people want to find out more, jointherevolution.org. Get on there, look for all the things that you can do to help spread the word through social media. Ladies, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.